Hey guys, and welcome back to the Authentic Podcast by me, Josh The Wire. And today, it's going to be a follow-up from last episode, which was the Dating With A Disability episode, part one. I just want to share some more stories, some more feelings about it all, and because I know some people that I speak to are going through similar situations, and I feel like it needs to be spoken about, because if you like me anyway, and you're worried about how the other person's feeling or what other people think, it doesn't matter about that. For me, it matters about the way you feel and the way your person, the way the person you're dating feels. As long as you're honest and upfront with whoever you're seeing, dating with, whatever, like, as long as you're upfront and honest about it, it's fine. Like, I was with one of my exes, the one I was talking about the other day, the police officer, and she turned around to me and she said, "I don't know how long this will last, I'm just going with it, I'm enjoying it," and things like that. And you know what, I respected that so much, because I weren't expecting anything, if that makes sense. Like, I weren't expecting it to last as long as it did. I was just in the moment. So when we kind of broke up because of that, and because the conversation kept coming up, and things like that, because we didn't really argue, we didn't, but it kept coming up, and I was kind of ready for it. I was gutted, obviously, but you're gonna be, when you invest your time and energy into someone and you really start to like them and believe them, you start to relax, and when you relax, when you relax and you get hurt, that's gonna happen, like, when someone ends it with you. But it was, this one was kind of a mutual thing, but, yeah, when you spoke about it before and you know exactly how the other person's feeling, I think it's fine. Like, I mean, we tried to be friends after, like, texting and that and stuff, but I just couldn't do it. Some people can, fair play to them, some people can't, and I'm one of them people. Like, I really can't be friends with someone that I've been with. I don't know why, but whether that's a jealousy thing, I'm not afraid to admit it. Like, if they get with someone after me and they're really happy, and or they get hurt badly and messed about, that's happened before, they break up with me, I would have treated them the best way I could have, because that's all I've ever wanted. And I'm not just saying that, it really is, like, you know, someone to chill with at the end of the day and speak about your day with, have a laugh and go out and do things with. But yeah, I don't know if it's a jealousy thing and or I don't know, but yeah, like, I just can't say that if they get with someone after me, and they're really happy, or they've got with someone and they've really hurt them and they're upset. I'm still emotionally invested, if that makes sense. Like, I always want to know that they're okay. I think it's a caring, the caring side of me. I can't just switch off feelings like that. Like, if someone's given me their time and energy and have took time to get to know me and be with me, and you get what I mean? Like, I just feel there's a connection there still. Like, it don't turn off on my side anyway. Yeah, like, it's mad. But yeah, I can't be friends with people after. I've got plenty of reasons why, but they're the main two. And, also, yeah, when we broke up, it weren't so bad. Like, I got upset, obviously I did. Like, I wouldn't be caring and an emotional person if I didn't. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't have cared as much as I did if I didn't. It wouldn't have bothered me, and it clearly did, so yeah. Like I said it before, I appreciate everything she done for me, because I done things with her that I'd never done before. Like, I'm gonna mention it again, stay around her house and spend time with her on her own, and go out. Like, we went up, obviously I've been up for meals with people and stuff like that, but she'd show me affection in public like no one else done before. Like, she'd, this is gonna sound cringy, but she'd kiss me and hold my hand and stuff in public and not care about what people say and things like that. And you know what, that meant a lot, because this brings me to the next thing that I'm gonna talk about, and it's the fact that when I start talking to someone and everything, it goes really well, we meet for a few times and stuff like that, you can kind of start to get to know the person, because when they start adding you on social media, especially nowadays, like, you can see if they want to be with you or not, because the way I look at it is, I'm disabled, obviously, I've got my own problems and stuff like that, but you can see, because if they're proud to be with you, especially nowadays, I'm not saying it has to be in every relationship or whatever, because it's not. Some people like to keep their stuff private. But, you know, like, things like keeping me a secret and just not sharing pictures of me in and not letting me post any, and not putting that you're in a relationship with me and things like that. That really used to bother me. But it wasn't until my ex after her, my latest one, that she did all that. She put that she was in a relationship with me on Facebook. She posted pictures of me on Instagram and things like that. And I loved it. Like, I thought, oh, well, this had never happened before. Like, this is a big thing. Like, she's serious about me. Like, she showed everyone what I look like. She ain't bothered about the way I look. She ain't bothered about the way I am. But in the same vein, that causes so many problems as well, and sometimes worse, because people can see who you're with, and then they start, like, trying to get involved, and, like, people start messaging about the person you're with, and they start, you know what I mean? Like, they try and get involved in Twitch shit, so, and especially if you've not been together long, like, you're not exactly the most solid you can be either, so people are gonna get involved and they're gonna twist it, and sometimes it will work. Who knows, it might not with the right person, but for the month that I was with my last ex, I felt great because we didn't rush into it. We spoke for about 2 months before. Then she eventually came down. We got on really well. But like I said, about going out and knowing that she was with me, she didn't really make that clear to people. That when we were sitting there in the restaurant, I was drinking my drink, obviously facing her, and she had a wall behind her, so she didn't have anyone behind her, but she had people by the side of her. And when I was drinking my drink, like, she kept looking behind me and looking around, and I was like, what's wrong? And then she was like, people are looking over at us. Like, people are looking over at you and talking about what we're doing. This was on the first date. And then I was like, yeah, you're going to have to get used to that. That happens a lot. Does it bother you? She went, no, not at all, like that. And I don't know why I didn't, like, just say, this is not for you, don't worry. Like, I can see that you're not comfortable with it, don't worry. That is cool. But, I should have, because it would have saved me a lot of not heartache at that time, but you know when you really like someone and you've spoken to them for a long time, and you speak to them pretty much every day, even for a little bit, you do start to build a connection. So on that first date, that happened. And instead of her going home and me just going my separate way, she came back to mine. And then I said it last episode, like, it honestly is weird because I'll go out with people, yeah? I'll go out with people. And they'll be completely different to me, other than Sam, the police officer. She was the only one. I'll go out with people, they'll be totally different out in public, but when we're on our own completely, no one's around, just me. Even my friends, they're the same. They're all right with my friends. Like, they relax around my friends. But yeah, when we're out in public, they've got their back up. They're always looking around. They're wondering what people are saying. They're panicking. You can see in their face that it's obvious. And when we're on our own, like, they're completely relaxed, they're loving, they're cuddling me, whatever. I've started to clock onto that, and I have for a few years now. I used to be really naive and didn't. I see it was there, but I always made excuses for it. And that wasn't exactly helping me and helping myself either. Because when that would happen, I'd always put myself down and think, why do I look like this? Why am I like this? Why is it always me? Type thing. Like, I'd get so caught up in it and annoyed myself and frustrated because of that reason. Like, why can't they be happy with me? But in actual fact, it's not me. I'm doing my best. I'm trying to make someone happy. If they can't deal with the fact I am the way I am, and I can't change it, it is what it is, then they're not the person for me. Like, I'm gonna bring up a friend, and I hope you don't mind me saying, but he's got a wife and everything, but he's on the bigger side, and I don't know how to word it, but yeah. I think he'd say that as well, like, he won't, man. Yeah, he's got a wife, and whenever they go out, he said to me the other day, actually, he said, when you get someone that don't care about the way they look, they like being with you, and you make them you make them happy. Like, they see past that. They see past everything. They see past your flaws. Like, I'll give you an example, Josh, he said. Yeah? He went, because they go to the cafe for him to get out for a bit and things like that. They go into town and they go calf and they go do a little bit of shopping, and he says if people look at him while he's eating and things, instead of him doing anything, his wife would get up and say, have you got a problem? Is there any problem here? And then people will look away. Like, that's what I mean. When he said, the right person won't care and it won't bother them about your disability and stuff, because he has got disabilities as well. Like, he's got something to do with his brain, he has seizures and stuff like that. Yes, just, it opened my eyes to a lot, really, because when I look at it like that, it's not myself, it's not you. Like, some people are meant for some people are not, they're just lessons. And the way I'm looking at it now is every relationship I've been in, I wouldn't really call them relationships, really, because my longest was 2 months, but every situationship, I'll call it, I've been in, I've took things away from it, and the next one I've gone into, I've never really took it on board. It's kind of gone out the window from what I learned last time. But from now on, I'm going to take them little things. And if I see red flags in the get-go, like if I think someone ain't right for me or I'm not right for them and it's not going to work, instead of me brushing it under the carpet and pretending it's all alright, just for it to last a little bit longer, I'm going to be honest and open and say, look, have you got any problems, or is there any issues? Do you feel differently about it? Because I feel like communication is key, especially being much older now. I'm not naive, I'm not silly, like, I know what's going on. Obviously, being at the age of 27, you'd hope that anyway. But yeah, I'm just gonna be honest and open about it and say, look, I don't think it's working, rather than try and keep that person around for a little bit longer. Because when you're focusing on someone else being the reason you're happy, when they go, you're down and you feel shit again. Whereas if you're the reason you're happy, and your family are, and your friends are, nothing else really matters. Like, people come and go. I've got to get used to that, you've got to get used to that. And if you haven't already, you will. Like, and another thing, it's not to do with relation. Well, it kind of is. It's nothing to do with dating, but it is really. But being yourself around new people. Be your complete self. And if they don't like it, then that's cool. Like, they're not for you, and if they don't like you, as long as your intentions are clear and you're a good person deep down, that's all that matters. Because some people ain't for you. Like, it's really weird, because you could be talking to someone on a dating app or on a night out, and you've had a few drinks and that, you relax, you don't really care, like, you know, when you're tipsy, and then a few weeks down the line, or days, whatever, you can be completely sober and speak to that person, and because you've not had a drink and you've been yourself, they might not like it. That's fine. Some people are not for some people, like I said before. I said that before. And that's fine as well. I've only recently started noticing that. Even with people that I've known for years, I struggle to be my complete self, if I'm honest, because I'm quite, when I really want a bit, like, when I'm myself, some people might not agree, but I'm going to try and explain it. This is me being myself, yeah? I'm quite quiet, because I don't want to say the wrong thing. I'd rather stay quiet and get involved when I'm absolutely sure that it's the right thing to say, because I don't want to offend anyone. Like, it could be something silly, but still, I'm always thinking in the back of my mind, I'm going to offend someone. So, when I'm being my complete self, I'm quiet until it's my time to speak up, because I feel like I don't want to come away from that situation later on in that day, night, whatever, and insult my intelligence myself, or I don't want someone else to insult my intelligence. You know when you say something and then someone turns around and says something funny that shuts you down and things like that, that really, it's silly, but it's a fear of mine, and I've started to realise it, and that's the first step about being myself. And when it comes to dating, sorry, when it comes to dating, I always struggle to be myself as well, because I paint a picture like I was really confident. And you know where you gotta try and force the conversation, like try and show that you're confident, and like that's not me. I've not long realised that. Like me trying to go out of my way to make someone like me and make someone appreciate me, I ain't gotta look for validation in them. They can look for that. I can look for that in myself. The first person it starts with is you. That's it. No one else matters, really. This is going to sound bad, but not even your family, really, because something could happen. You could fall out, or you could, I don't know, a situation could, like, you're the only person that's got you at the end of the day, yeah? You've got people there that care about you, obviously. You've got people that love you. But what I'm saying is, you're your person. You're with yourself every day, obviously. Every single day, every second of the day, every second of the night, yeah? So if you don't value yourself, no one else can. It's okay to be quiet. It's okay to be shy. It's okay to be awkward. All them things I'm saying is because it's the way I am. And if I'm saying it, believe me, I'm starting to realise, and it's opened my mind up now just talking about it. It's been in the back of my mind, but I've said things like it in episodes like this, but now I'm speaking about it right now, and I've said it out loud completely to myself, it's okay. Like, it really is. And you can be shy, you can be awkward, that's alright, because the right people, if you're with the right people, they can sit there in silence with you, and there'll be no awkwardness. You can just spend time together and speak when something comes up or whatever. Like, it doesn't mean it has to be awkward. There's that comfortable silence. And for me, I think if someone trying to make a conversation, you try it back, yeah? But if they know you're shy and awkward, and like I am, I do get comfortable. But even then, sometimes with people I've known for years, like I said, my whole life pretty much, I'm not a very good conversationalist unless I'm talking on here about the way I'm feeling or about a topic. I could probably go for hours about football, my point of view, or talking about new games that are coming out on the PlayStation, or tattoos, piercings, TikTok, I don't know, things like that. Yes, okay, and when you meet the right person, when you got the right people around you, whether it be family, friends, colleagues, whatever, it will start to make sense. It really will. And just be yourself, man, because at the end of the day, that's when people are gonna start to know the real you, and they will like you, they will start to respect it as well, because they know you're actually trying to be your true self. Like, for years on end, I was trying to fool something that wasn't there, because I wanted people to like me. Like, I used to go around in fucking snapbacks and fucking clinched jawline in photos and bite my top and shit like that and get my abs out. I used to do all that cringy shit. It's horrible thinking about it now, but I used to do that, and that wasn't me being myself. And no wonder why I couldn't attract the right people, whether it comes to dating, friends or whatever. but being your complete self, yeah, you might not attract someone for a while. You might not be able to have conversations, full-blown conversations with people, because they're not like you, they're not on the same wavelength. But even people that are not on your wavelength, sometimes you can have a good chat with them. Because if they're good at chatting and you're good at chatting, you just bounce off each other. But yeah, honestly, talking today has opened my mind up about a lot, because if you don't appreciate the way you are yourself, no one is ever going to do that. And people can tell when you're dating, and even when you're messaging as well sometimes, at what kind of person you are. Obviously, I've got my own issues mentally because of the way I am, and I used to think instantly, and this is the God's honest truth, what is the point in me going to meet this girl? It's only going to end one way. No. Some people do genuinely go for personality and if you can make them laugh. Obviously, you've got to have that initial little bit of attraction there. But one of my exes said, like, and this is the God's honest truth, no one knows this as well, not even family, but she said to me, like, if you could take your head off and put another body on, you'd be like a solid 8 out of 10. I was like, wow, you're laying there next to me saying that. Because I think it's where I have my covers on as well. She could just see my sort of face and that. Because I'm insecure about my body. I really am. And I have been for since my teenage years. I try not to show it, but I am. But people do look past that, and they will look past that, because sometimes you being you is enough. It really is. And when it comes to being out in public with them, like, they ain't gotta hide the fact that they're with you because they like being with you, they wanna be with you, they're happy with you. And then if people are looking over and stuff, then it won't faze them. They'll just carry on being themselves with you because they want to be with you, yeah. Don't ever give up. Because I've never given up, even though I keep getting knocked down and I feel like crap for a bit, I feel like shit. I still get up, brush myself off and go again. Because I know there will be someone out there that appreciates me. Because I know I can treat someone right. I might not be able to do things that most guys can do, like cook for them or whatever, and things like, I don't know, some guys don't, but I can imagine me being in my situation the way I am now, if things were different, that's the kind of person I'd be. Like getting up, cooking. I'm the type of guy that will buy flowers, and even though I don't see the point in flowers because they die and I don't want the relationship to die. It's weird like that, you get what I mean? But yeah, I'd buy chocolates, flowers, write paragraphs every now and then just to make sure they know how much I really do appreciate them. Things like that. Yeah, don't give up, because if you give up, you're giving that voice in the back of your head a reason and you're making it right, yeah? Never give up in whatever you do. Like, I know I don't need it. I know I don't need someone to be with. I've got enough love as it is. Like, I've got family, I've got friends, I've got women that have openly admitted they have feelings for me. They have. And I can't force it. Like, if it's not there on my side, then I can't say, yeah, let's give it a go. Because it's not fair on them. And I'm not 100% committed to that. If you ain't got that fire in your belly, what's the point? But there will be people out there that get you, that have a laugh with you, that understand your situation, and they won't mind helping. But a few times before in the past that I've got with people and they said things when the relationship ended and things like that, it really got to me and it knocked my confidence and things like that. But I realise now that they wasn't right for me and I wasn't right for them, and that's fine. But all I could say about myself, and as long as you can say it as well, that's all that matters. But as long as you give it your all and you care about them and give them 100% the whole time you're with them or seeing them, whatever, you can come out of that knowing you've tried your best. There's no regrets. Nothing will hold you down. you gave it your best shot and it didn't work, it will work with the right person. I promise you that. I promise myself that as well. It's not because I need that feeling. I need love. I need someone there. I need someone to, I don't know, spend that, spend time with at night and things like that, and cuddle and watch a film and things like that. I don't need it. I want it. And when you start to realise the difference, you start to appreciate that not only it can happen, you've just been looking in the wrong places, but when you start to realise and love yourself and realise that the people you was with, not necessarily you wasn't good enough, but for them, they wasn't good enough for you. Because I'm a very affectionate person as well. Like, if I'm with someone, they know how I feel about them just by the way I look at them or the way I am with them. Sometimes that can be a bit much for people, a bit too much. Like, and I completely get it now. I completely get it. That's fine. Wow, that was a bit full on. Anyway, when it comes to dating, just be yourself the whole time. You ain't got to force it. If you're chatting to someone in a dating app and it dies out, I've had plenty of experience of that. Don't beat yourself up over it like I have done. It can be going really well and then out of the blue someone just stops messaging. That happened. They wasn't right for you, move on. They might come back, who knows? That's happened before as well. But I see it as, if it didn't work out the first or second time, then it clearly wasn't meant to be. But yeah, be yourself completely. Be happy in yourself. Value yourself. And don't be afraid to be the way you are. Like, I'm shy, I'm nervous, and I never really know what to say, and that's fine. Some people might think it's weird, but me being me and me being myself, that's when you get the real Josh. That's when you get the real me. And if you don't understand that and you don't get it, then that's fine. Like, some people you could just chat to them for hours. Like me and my mate, we'll talk about random shit and have a laugh the whole time. But you could be with someone the next day and it'd be like, hello, how are you? You okay? Yeah, you, what you up to? And then that's kind of it. But as long as they like just spending time with you and they respect the way you are, then it's all good. Most importantly, be confident with the way you are on the date, because it's fine to be the way you are. Like the way I just described myself. From now on, I'm going to go into a date not panicking because I don't talk too much. Not panicking because I won't know what to say. Like, if it flows, it'll flow. And if it don't, it wasn't meant to be. Like, the right person you'll just click with. The right people you'll just click with. You can meet brand new people and not get on, like, not get on with them, because I'm always nice to people. I try to be anyway, and if I come across rude, I don't mean to. But yeah, some people you don't have that initial click with, and you can't speak to for hours. You can't have a laugh with like that. You can't let your sort of, you can't chill out and be laid back with them, because you get that initial feeling on someone. That's fine, just be yourself, and if it's not meant to be, it won't be, and you can't change it. You can't change it, because they're the way they are, and you're the way you are. People are set in their ways just because it's how they've learned to be and how they realise they are. That's respectful. Like, they can get on with the people they get on with. You get on with the people you get on with. Yeah? Anyway, guys, I'm gonna cut it here. And I hope you've enjoyed it. This is the second part of Dating with a Disability and how I realised I need to be myself, and I always used to force it, but I'm not going to anymore, and if it's not meant to be, it won't be. Thank you, and I'll speak to you guys soon.